This is a CKTZ News Update. Built in Canada in 1953, the Massey Harris pony was a true workhorse. When arrived on Cortez Island in the late 1950s or early 1960s, according to co-owner George Cirque. Since then, it served in many roles for a plethora of owners over the years. Now completely refurbished, fellow owner Joy Shipway proudly displays the bright red machine at the foot of her driveway. George Cirque says the tractor has a special place in Cortez Island's history.
Massey Harris pony that you're looking at here, the tractor, is, I believe, the oldest running vehicle on Cortez Island, still operating unequivocally.
And Joy, you're the owner, but you co-own it with George?
We own it together, yes.
And is it still working? Yep. What do you do with it?
She runs just fine. She's a little rickety on the roads or on uneven ground, but we've used her in Cortez Island parades. And yeah, we just love vintage tractors and we wanted to keep her here on the island.
Do you use it at all for practical things like on your farm and homesteading?
No. Okay. Not at this point, no.
So it's mostly for show these days.
Yeah.
How did it come into your hands?
Came into my hands when she was dilapidated and retired and was over on George Cirque's property and he was leaving. And she ended up coming here because I really wanted her to come and be at the end of my driveway.
And there's a bit of a story, though, about how you managed to acquire...
I bid against Steve Ringwood in order to get this tractor. And I got her and put her at the end of the driveway and then heard some nasty rumors that Steve Ringwood was very upset with me for having won the tractor. And so I called him up and said, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bid against you. I didn't realize that you restored tractors. And you know what? If that's what you're doing, you really deserve to have her. You can come and get her and we'll work out a trade later. And 45 minutes later, I heard sounds at the end of my driveway, machinery and cranes. And when I walked out, she was gone.
And the amazing story is that you did get it back refurbished.
Yes. George found that Stephen was selling the tractor and said, let's go in and buy this tractor back. And here she is. She's been reborn again like the Phoenix.
And George, what do you know about the history and what it did and for the previous owners on Cortez and what kinds of jobs it functioned?
I think it came in the early 60s or maybe the late 50s. It's a 1953 tractor. And I believe the first place it actually worked was at the marina that used to be at the eastern end of the gorge. People don't associate a marina there, but there used to be one there as soon as you come down the hill. And it worked there launching boats. And from there was barged over to the Joan Goring property on the other side of the gorge. And then from there, when they sold their property, Jim Palmer, John Gregg, and myself bought the tractor from them. So it was three shares. And then Jim ended up taking it to Carrington on a barge. Tom Thompson took it there. And he had it there with Janet Gemmel for years and years and built a float system for a float house using the tractor to pull all these huge 40-foot long tanks around. And the tractor really suffered. The tractor went down there. I'm wrong. It went down the road. The Carrington Road. Jim had to make bridges for it. And as you can see, the tires are almost 4 feet high, right? So it can handle all kinds of terrain. And after that, it then was barged out and ended up at Redlands, which is the top end of Robertson Road. And it was there for years. And then I repossessed it finally. I bought Jim's share out. There's been more owners here than there are robins in the forest on this tractor. And then I took it to what I call the Outback next to Robbie, Graham, and Ann Dewar's place. And it sat there. And then from there, it hopscotched over here to Joy and David's place and sat out front till Steve Ringwood snatched it from here. And then he totally rebuilt it. Like you can see, beautiful bright red, new tires, new radiator, new batteries, worked on all the different systems of it. So he completely refurbished it.
Yeah. So Joy, just when getting back to you for a sec. So what inspired you to bring it out here and to be available to be viewed by anybody passing by?
She's such a beauty. Everybody should enjoy her. And I'm really proud of her. And she's just such a beautiful piece of machinery. And yeah, and then I'll be able to, like, it'll be a good sign to, when I'm apple pressing, I'll put a sign out in front of her and people will be able to find their way in. She just looks really beautiful at the end of the driveway. She even looked beautiful when she was rusty and worn out, but she looks more beautiful now.
And what do you think it contributes to the fabric and the legacy and the history of Cortez?
It's one of the few pieces of machinery left on Cortez that we can recognize and see that's still operating and is still here. So much of that history is gone now. I find things like harrows and hay balers in the woods and in tall grasses, and things are have just basically left. The biggest barns have left the island. This is one of the few things left from that era that's still here.
And built to last.
Refurbished.
And the thing is, look at all the places I named.
Yes.
This tractor has traveled more places than most people who live on this island. Who's ever gone by barge to Carrington Bay? So that's another significant part. It's traveled Cortez.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it a tune-up and sometime this spring,
yep,
fire her up again.
Yep.
See, it even has a hand crank,
yep,
in the front and everything. For the people who don't see it because we're radio, it's about 10 feet long. Has the almost 4 foot high tires, and it has two smaller tires, and the tires are all painted, the metal is painted bright yellow.
So we have extra paint.
Yeah, we have extra paint.
I asked for that.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.